Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, emotle. Home Africa, home chair. The beautiful African. Good day, good evening. Dumela, Travela, Molweni, Ashe, Hotep, Sava, Assalamu Alaikum. Africa, in principle, this program concern, the concern of this program is about you, the individual, Africa. You come first. Your security, health, job, education, safety from crime, housing, drinking water, such sanitation, your individual right to life and protection of life comes first, my friend. Policies must originate to strengthen your own individual security and security of the communities and the nation. My Africa, you own the country, its minerals and natural resources. You own the country's money. It is your money, your tax money. If government wastes and abuses public money, you, my Africa, your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, their future generations, my Africa, have to pay back the money. The money that was wasted and stolen by politicians and thieves, my Africa. According to the leader of the Communist Party of South Africa, he actually praising the current government, black government of South Africa, saying that the governing party is doing a lot. It has in fact built 3 million houses or more for the poor. Of course, many of the houses, as you know, are a little bigger than a dog house. On the other hand, government has spent more than 200 million rands, about exact 246 million rands, to upgrade the security at Inkandla, which is the president's residence and compound. There's a big halabaloo about that in the country of Africa. And I don't know if you are participating or are able to make an input or register your concerns. So, my Africa, the people's money, the 200 million rands, could build 200 million houses at 1 million each house. So, 3 million is what fraction of 200 million? I think it's about 1.5 to 2%. Of 200 million. So there's something wrong in the logic, but there's something wrong in the fact that so much money can be spent on one person simply because he's head of the party, head of the government, which is unconstitutional in Africa. And of course, who pays the 200 million rents? You, my Africa. Because that is your money. And what do you do about it? Nothing. You say that Africa government officials who authorized the money that was wasted and stolen. What were they doing? I mean, somebody ought to have been responsible. How could they allow such fraud, fraudulent constructions, theft and looting this big, of this magnitude? And it is you, my Africa, that have to hold government accountable to watch and guard over your tax money. There has to be a way. So that's what we are hammering over and over on this program, that you are not as weak and do not have any options as you appear. You are the most powerful because you are the voter, you own that country, and you fought for its liberation. So we are appealing to Africa again, reiterating and repeating that. You got to vote as Africa. Vote to have your own community representative the next time national elections. I mean, if for example, if the people in Inkandla had their own community representative in parliament, they could have raised this matter. They could have asked about the waste before the waste actually occurred. They could have asked their community representatives to go to parliament and raise this matter. And that's the only way that matters can come to the attention of the nation, so that we begin to address such mistakes. Because if you put money on the table and you look the other way, it is going to disappear. That is a fact. And it is not our, whether we have no character or, no, if you have no systems in place, you have no processes in place, the money will disappear. Because money makes people behave funny. As you say, that the people in the country, because we don't have our own community representatives, we could not raise this issue of Inkandla. And sometimes it is raised by opposition political party. It does not register, because political parties are there. They claim to represent you, but in fact you own the political parties. You own the government. You pay them. So the question again is that what were the government officials doing allowing fraudulent construction, theft and looting this big? And you know what? They are appointees. We did not elect them then. Yes, we elected the party, but the party appointed them. They are responsible to their party and their party bosses. Let's look at what your money, the 246 million rands, built in Inkandla. I call it the Inkandla waste. According to the on-site inspection visit to Inkandla made by Parliament and the media, the 246 million theft and abuse in Inkandla shows shoddy workmanship, cracked and leaking buildings. The parliamentarians say it is theft and waste and abuse on a scale unimaginable. The Living Quarters Mafia that were built for the police and the army estimate each one, each structure, should have cost no more than 250,000 rands, and maybe could have been 25,000 rands each. But they were charged 6 million each, 6 million rands each. 21 structures, and cumulatively, all cost 135 million. So, Mafrika, where were you, the taxpayer and the owner of the money? That is the big question. Where are you when your money is being wasted? Because you are going to have to pay for that money. And it goes on to say that there are other constructions the investigators report to have found have little to do with state security, and much to upgrade personal conveniences and comforts. For example, let's mention one. 4 million rands to install air conditioning in private residences and quarters within the compound. 4.5 million building two roads. 4.5 million building two roads for the use of the family, and maybe community. And 3.3, of course, if it does not, it is for the only family, then it means that, I mean, oh, but 3.3 million on landscaping around the private residences, around all the residences, it's 3.3 million. What are we paying for, Mafrika? And we look at what you, Mafrika, has paid, so up to date, on the Inkandla issue. The investigations have taken more than 1 year. That's what you paid, Mafrika. Pay for transport, accommodation, lodging, investigations. You paid that. And by the way, that is not job creation. That does not advance you. You are paying, but that don't advance our interests. The public pays. We pay the investigators. That includes paying for the public protector to investigate the fraud. It's paid. Also pays for the reports. Write the report. It takes time. They get paid for that. The public pays for the special investigation unit. Now, the special investigation unit was ordered, can only be ordered by the president to investigate. And now they investigated the theft and abuse, and the SIU accuses the architect to pay back the stolen money. Again, the president assigned the Minister of Police to go and investigate, make a report whether if the president should pay back a percent of the constructions or not. Well, according to the Public Air Protection report, the minister came back and said, this report is no. Mr. President, you have nothing to pay. You did not benefit yourself or your family personally. You don't have to pay. There's nothing to pay. Again, the public has paid for Parliament and other committee to go to Inkandla to sit almost every other day to investigate and argue about the report. Parliament, on the other hand, the whole Parliament has almost sat for almost more than three sittings. They debated the upgrades. The opposition disputing the report, in fact, actually asking, fighting the president to say, when are you going to pay the money? And Parliament had to evict them. Later, Parliament had to come up with rules and pay money to appoint or structure a new Parliament security. They have to deploy their own Parliament security. Okay. Now, the opposition is taking Uganda to court. Now, all this time, Africa, you, the family, the children, the grandchildren, are paying for this. We are paying for this. The question is, how does this, all this, affect us, Africa, in terms of jobs, food security, production of food, medicines, housing? How does that affect us directly, individually and collectively? How does it serve your needs, my African services? None. Nothing. We are just paying bureaucrats to be moving up and down, back and forth, to be arguing. That's why we are saying that. And the appeal, my Africa, is that let's push to have a constituent representative system where we appoint and elect people to parliament who will be responsible to us. And if there's any question or complaint, you know who to call. Because you live in the community, they will give you their telephone number, they will give you their fax, they will give you their email in Parliament. You call them directly, no in between. No, like, for example, you don't need sales in between or, middlemen like the party secretary or deputy secretary general or the party this. No, you don't need that. Even the consular can call the parliamentarian if there's a problem, because we cannot be dealing with unelected people, unelected party structures. No, separate, we're saying to separate the party from the state. The big waste of Africa to us and our lives is that we are not participating in this thing, and we are not holding government to account. And I think that as a people, we need to stand up. As former liberation struggle fighters, we need, this one is a piece of cake. It's easy. Now, with regard to the public protector, who we pay for? She's our servant. She's a public servant. Parliament has refused to meet and hear her. They have refused. They have not called her to Parliament to about the public report, about her report, to either argue, defend the report, or justify it. We pay the public protector to investigate. Also pays Parliament to receive, study, discuss, vote on the public protector's reports or any other investigative report that is assigned under the Constitution. We do not pay parliamentarians to refuse downright, just reject. Say, no, we don't want to talk to you. Refuse to meet a public officer and servant of the people's government doing people's work. When in fact, You claim, when it suits you, that this is the people's parliament. Yes, it is the people's parliament. It is not the party parliament for it to reject a public servant assigned and fulfilling the constitution. There's something grossly wrong there. So, my Africa, the parliament majority and the other committee majority, they seem to act no different than political gangsters and gatekeepers, hiding from the public questions the public protector has to answer for the public, for us to hear if the rot and waste at Inkandla is true or false. We need, that thing needs to be transparent and open. But no, they deviate, and what they did, and ultimately, this past week, the public protector had to go call. She called a media conference to tell the public through the media what she wanted to tell the public through parliament. That's what she says. But the question is the legitimacy of it, because the parliament speaker now is saying that no, you're not supposed to do that. But the delay in Africa and the denial for her to appear this matter in public, her report in public. Why did we paid for that. We pay you and pay her too. What's the difference between you two? You see, you are playing ding-dong with us because you know for a fact that we will not recall you. And somebody was saying that unfortunately the voters, I'm sorry, level of literacy. These people take advantage of, most of our people are so addicted. They don't question. But their intellectual level is high in terms of, being indigenous. Because what indigenous, you got the intellectual level to know what's right or wrong. But there's something wrong where the people can vote the same people who are failing to deliver. Now, whatever is happening here, and also that there's an issue where there's issues of legislative and constitutional responsibilities, maybe that the people cannot distinguish. They simply want their services delivered, that's it. So that's why we are saying, Africa, those who are literate amongst us, and it's a collective appeal across the party lines, that we need communities to have their own representative in parliament. So communities can call, and we can call and ask parliament or parliamentarian to behave, and stop the government abuse and waste. As Africa, this whole government is run by vagabonds, opportunistic, and if you say that if you put money on the table, they will take it. And the fact is that Africa, our parliament representatives, as we say that the public is paying, we are paying for that. And they've never worked. Of course, most of them devoted their time to the liberation struggle, which, of course, the nation collectively did because there were no jobs at that time. These folks never worked. They don't create jobs. They don't invent anything. They don't produce anything to build the nation. What they do is sit, eat, drink, until told by a political party and the party bosses which way to vote or not to vote, whether to vote or not to vote. That's what they're doing. That's what they've done to, they're doing with the Inkandla thing. And the question is, we are paying all this money to get these people sit down and argue. That money's been paid. That's the best way, in fact, to scavenge public funds. We just sit there and argue the whole day, prolong the argument. At the end of the day, you go and clock your card and your check is paid in the government. And we didn't even elect you. We don't even know your name. We just got appointed by a political boss, party boss. The great fact of Africa, as you say, that this abuse under Inkandla, it has to be investigated and the people responsible must be held account. But also, in Africa, to prevent this in the future, the abuse in the future, we've got to have a constituent representative government that will hold, where communities can hold individual parliamentarians accountable. and communities become the ears and the eyes for community and government and the nation against abuse and insecurity, because the way things are going in Africa, we are being infiltrated and undermined within all sectors of government. We are infiltrated as a people. The great factor in Africa, you know, if I remember, so I must have seen a film where colonial governments on the day of independence would meet the first indigenous president and his cabinet. And at the same time, they would line up Mercedes-Benzes outside for the president and the cabinet to see. And each one of them will have a briefcase full of dollars that will get the president of the cabinet started. Well, at the same time, the colonialists would increase the fences around the mines, continue to extract, dig 24 hours to exploit the mineral and natural resources. And in a way, it continues, it is duplicating itself, you know, multiplying effect. It has also happened in South Africa, but in a different way, because it was much more sophisticated. By the time the liberation struggle got to South Africa, because remember we had Northern Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe. We had Mozambique. We had Southwest Africa, which is Namibia. There was Angola. So the struggle was coming down, and these folks were preparing. So in South Africa, the white minority government, of course, with alliance with the corporate and other offshore forces, got the black government to pay whites to make space for blacks to come in. Like during the transition, they had to pay whites so that whites could leave certain positions and the blacks could occupy those positions. And that's when we had the cadre deployment. The cadres were deployed to certain positions in government. And also, to a great extent, they got the black government to agree to forgive the apartheid in human and economic crimes. Even pay reparations for the apartheid crimes. You remember that our eminent bishop was complaining that the Truth and Reconciliation had assigned government to pay reparations for those who had suffered persecution and torture under the apartheid regime, and government has not fulfilled that. Our own government, first, did away with the crimes of apartheid. Second, took the responsibility to pay reparations. And third, made sure that they pay the whites handsomely to make space for the blacks to come in. So we got the government gotten to pay grossly inflated severance pay that we now call the golden handshake. That's where the golden handshake comes from. So the government continued paying the apartheid inflated salaries and benefits for whites and expatriates, this time for the few black bourgeois or political elite in the civil service. Instead of questioning this pay scale, no, they just paid it. Gross inflated wages that were meant for whites, they just paid them. They are paying them for black. Now, you have instances where a municipal manager is paid more than 2 million rands per month, 2 million rands per year. Unimaginable in Africa. Now, you are supposed to provide services to the people and you are paid 2 million rands. So, and government has kept, this African black government has kept grossly inflated salaries for senior and middle management positions that were structured not on merit, but just positions in case those positions were filled by whites. So everybody, top, middle position, got inflated salaries. They got car, housing allowance, you know, lifestyle allowance. I mean, they were living big. And that was another form of bribing and corruption. This is precisely the reason we have seen public servants, including senior government officials, abuse government credit card allowances for travel, airlines, car, fuel, food, housing, You know, they go to the extent of buying Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's. There's one premier that was buying that every lunch for the workers, spending thousands of rand wasted on junk food. And to the extent where some of them were charged for buying family and friends airline tickets, those in parliament. And one MEC went out and bought art. I mean, the most exquisite, the most expensive art, used the government credit card to buy the art and go keep it in his house. So what else, Mafika, in this case where there's no proper governance? So this is happening because we do not have parliament representatives where we can call and say, look, can you please attend to this matter? Because there's use and abuse of public money, and there is no sensitivity to it. It's like these folks have arrived, just like small children eating cookies, ice cream, and men to a point where their weight, they cannot even walk. So we are calling again Mafrica across the board to say that Mafrica, let's look closely to vote as Mafrica and vote for to have representative in parliament that we can call because the corruption is too big, Mafrica. Like, for example, Mafrica, we have Eskom, the electricity supply company, shutting off, load shedding, shutting off electricity in order to repair and maintain the power networks, also reduce pressure and demand on the grid, electricity grid, power grid, to feed and supply electricity because they did not expand the grids. They did not repair and maintain the networks, and the whole thing is about to collapse. And to a point where government even sold Vodacom shares, remember, and other assets to raise money for Eskom. Eskom is cash strapped. And can you imagine the last 2 weeks, Mafrica, with the shutting off, the darkness, the load shedding, the workers at Eskom were demanding bonuses. Of course, that's what they call ex gratia payments. For what? They were demanding ex gratia payment. But Eskom, Mafrica, in the recent past, as you know, it was paying CEO and managers bonuses for the company income. That was concocted because it would say that we made profits and we got the profits on increasing public tariffs and electric charges, installing the, what do you call it, pay-as-you-go or pay-as-you-use electric card, electric debit card that were used and did not give people, the government did not give protection to power cards shut off to the poor and indigent. So once the money runs out of the card, debit card, you are doomed. So the question is that while Eskom shuts electricity this minute, the workers have demanded bonuses, ex gratia payment, Mafrica, part of the grid. And what we have, Mafrica, the light is short of businesses collapsing. The economy is collapsing, Mafrica, and the sick are not protected. And the workers might be demanding because why? This bonus is because you know that Eskom gave the Gupta newspaper 43 million rands to fund the Gupta family newspaper breakfast meetings. So the workers know about that. They might be demanding their share. So the whole thing, the salaries are bloated. There is no management. We've got to get our representative in parliament to call. Like at this minute, if there was a problem, you call and write the representatives and say, look, this is the position. But you can't write this party representative because half of the time they are fighting for positions. Factional. They are thinking of how are they going to survive. Mafrica, izwelethu, fatshe la rona, the land is ours. Tiko ra hina, shango lashu. Thanks, Mafrica, for the privilege of talking, and thanks for the opportunity of listening. Thank you.